It doesn't even matter if you're ready, because regardless, it's time for In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Coming. in my legs. Had to run. His love turned my heart and his spirit lit my tongue. I'm loving my Lord until the day that I die. So please, please, oh please, don't pass me by. Sing.
The miracle of recording. I don't know of any better way than just to call it what it is. It's the monkey song, and it's about the monkey theory, the ridiculous theory of evolution that refutes the Bible account of creation.
I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so unbelievable, and yet they're saying it's true. They're teaching us about it in school now, that humans were monkeys once too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they're teaching us now that it's true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in a zoo. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true. The God made man in his image, no monkey story will do. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. This monkey business has to go, because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey, a disgrace to the human race too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
Thank you.
Friday afternoon really is the final frontier. Friday at 5 p.m. The final frontier of your week, when In You All Along comes on and tells you to go home. And you're already home because most of you work there anyway now. But regardless, welcome. Welcome, my friends. I'm sorry. I'm laughing already at the music that I'm playing behind me. But more on that in a bit. I feel like I should be telling you a story now about life in space. Instead, I will tell you that you just heard from Blonde Redhead with their song Spring and Summer by Fall. That's off their 2007 album called 23. That has been on my list of songs. Like, you know, I keep several running lists of songs. I think every DJ does this, of songs to play. And that's been on there almost since the beginning, and somehow it just never made it in. I think I got so far down the list, to the bottom of the list, I never looked back at the top of the list. I tell you. Prior to that, we heard from Robin and Crystal Bernard. You might know Crystal Bernard from her adult self. She played a waitress whose name I don't even know anything about. It was with a show with Ann Gillian. It's a Living. And then she was on Wings, which was a big hit on NBC back in the must-see TV days. And when she was a child, she apparently did very kind of snidely rebuking religious music, like we just heard there with the Monkey song, from an album called Feudin', Fussin', and Frettin'. And I don't remember the progeny of that album, but it's from 1972. Before that, we heard ecclesiastical music of a different nature. We featured the very soulful and spiritual MC Hammer, or Hammer, as he was known in those days. I don't know what he's going by now. But that was featuring Tremaine Hawkins, Benito, and Trina Johnson. That song was called Do Not Pass Me By, from 1991's album, say it with me, Too Legit to Quit. That was a very catchy number back in those days. I have that album for some reason. I don't know that I ever paid it any attention. And I keep saying I've been digging through old CDs. Well, that was one of them. Very uplifting, very spiritual, very positive album all the way through. Before that, we heard from ST37. From all the way down there in Austin, Texas, with their song Lay My Love, from their 1999 album I Love to Talk, if there's anything to talk about. Obviously not the philosophy down here at In You All Along, where often there's nothing to talk about, and yet that CD belongs to my friend Bill Landisman, who left it in my car in sometime, I would say, around 2004 or 2005, and I denied any knowledge of this CD. And of course, like, I got rid of the car at some point, and I pulled every last thing out of all the nooks and crannies, and there was his CD. So I still have it. It's on extended loan. Sorry, Bill. We opened up that set with A Flock of Seagulls with their song Telecommunication, from their self-titled album from 1981, the same one that features I Ran, the song everybody knows, by A Flock of Seagulls. And I was going to play I Ran, very long song. I started running short on time. I was pulling songs ago, but I was going to play it because I heard it today in a highway rest area bathroom, and I never noticed how good the intro was until I was there in the public restroom. So, you know, use all your time to multitask and better yourselves.
Behind me right now is a track called Where No Man Has Gone Before by Leonard Nimoy from a 1967 album called Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. Today is Leonard Nimoy Day in the city of Boston, a son of the West End, a neighborhood that doesn't exist anymore, whatever they put its name on now. The West End is gone, and he was a, you know, a kid from that grew up in the tenements there. Amazing guy. There's a terrific documentary right now on Netflix. I don't know what it's called. It's something about Spock, but it's really a biography of Leonard Nimoy as you know, understood through the character of Spock and the phenomenon of Spock. But anyway, here's to a native son. We've got a whole bunch of Leonard Nimoy music coming up right here. So this is your time to change the station. Otherwise, forever hold your peace. All right.
I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there. I came from the planet Vulcan. For centuries, you Earthlings have been starstruck. You've had your lucky star. You kiss when you see the first star at night. You have movie stars. And you wish upon a star. Have you considered the possibility that on a star, the star people wish upon an Earth? For example, Earthlight, Earthbright, First Earth I see tonight. Or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth, how I wonder what you're worth. Sound strange? Well, on Cestus Omicron 3, the all-time hit song is Earth Dust. Also, people will sing Catch a Falling Earth and Put It in Your Pocket. And might you not have difficulty accepting the idea of a national anthem called the Earth Spangled Banner? You see, it is, after all, a question of point of view. If I were an emotional creature, I would be shocked by your Earth concept of stars falling on Alabama. Really, I find that most illogical. Now, as to the matter of space sanitation, will you take a moment to consider all the littering and debris my planet has to contend with? Old nose cones, cameras, and even a corned beef sandwich? And those rocket fumes. On Vulcan, our leader's wife has started a Let's Keep Space Beautiful campaign. And now, I must hurry off to a galactic convention of what you Earth people might call those little green people. I leave you with the good advice my father gave me when I left my home planet, Vulcan. Don't let the Earth get in your eyes.
In the middle of the Earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum.
a magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now he's back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Take care, young ladies, and value your wine. Be watchful of young men in their velvet prime. Deeply they'll swallow from your finest kegs, then swiftly be gone, leaving bitter dregs. Ah, bitter dregs. Your time, hold precious, for youth is your gold. Your beauty, like silver, will tarnish when old. Memories and dreams shall comfort you not when the flow of your sweetness is gone and forgot. Ah, gone and forgot. With smiling words and tender touch, man offers little and asks for so much. He loves in the breathless excitement of night, then leaves with your treasure in cold morning light. Ah, cold morning light.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Well, come gather around and I'll sing you a song about a crazy old world that's coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. Paper said we'd have no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle. And we all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. Video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Talking blues is easy to do. All you gotta do is rhyme a line or two. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't even have to rhyme again. See? I can say anything I want to now. Well, you know, within reason. Say sitcom catchphrase game show nation. Television soon defied explanation. As the situation took to such a degree that eventually we all heard about cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, that your average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock was watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. I got the talking blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality. But it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after another, we pretended not to act, as we hurtled ever forward towards alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon, an old man with a comb over had sold us the moon. We stayed tuned in, now here we are. Reality killed by a reality star. I got the talking blues. Hills, that is.
just like on the other most famous weekly program of excitement, Star Trek, here on In You All Along, we not only go where no one has gone before, but just like on Star Trek, we don't ask ourselves or anyone else if we should. But I thank you for coming along nonetheless on the ride here every week, where we just heard from Tom Jones. Tom Jones from back in the beginning of this year, a track I will give credit where credit is due. I heard from the great Glenn Jones. And that track is off of a forthcoming. That was, first of all, I was talking Reality Television Blues, which is a cover of a 2019 song by a gentleman by the name of Todd Snyder, who did it in a very folksy storytelling way. And I don't know who did the arrangements on this Tom Jones version, but holy cow, not only is it very different, but I love it. I love it all the way. So that's from a new album of his called Surrounded by Time, which doesn't come out until next month. And if I had realized that, I might have actually played the song next month. But, you know, I'm this far along in the process. So anyway, next month is wide open anyway. Before that, we heard in our cavalcade of Leonard Nimoy songs, we heard a song called Highly Illogical. And that was from the Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy from back in 1968. There's a picture of Leonard facing one way and Spock facing the other way. He really ate that Spock thing up, but who can blame him? Nobody's as cool as Spock. Before that, we heard a song called Made in Wine from an album from 1969 called The Touch of Leonard Nimoy. It's a good touch. And that song also makes me laugh because when I was in college, the very first computer of my own that I ever owned, my friend Jay, who I knew from the dorms, he gave me all this software, and I filled up my Mac with this stuff, and there was a Star Trek screensaver, and every now and then Spock would appear playing this Vulcan lyre and singing that song, which was actually in a Star Trek episode. And I just remember that he would go, "Ah, bitter dregs." Now, I know I'm not supposed to be doing the singing on the radio, but anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Before that, we heard a song called Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth, Turning the Tables on Our Home Planet, from a 1967 album, his first, called Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. And we opened up that set with the legendary The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, also from the Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy from 1968. Happy Leonard Nimoy Day to you, to me, to Leonard Nimoy, and everyone. All right, we got a little bit of time left here. We got a few songs more to play, so stay tuned. We got something new coming up right now.
I was walking through the woods, practicing. I can ride, but I never learn.
don't see too good, cause the sun don't shine. No cradle could convince me, all that shaking makes me nervous. Buried in a hissy thunder, choking up on a rubber band. My chemical rite of passage, call it my lo-fi suicide. I don't seem too good, cause the sun don't shine. And your cradle could convince me, all that shaking makes me nervous. And it's on me crazy, and a weak piece is greedy, greedy. But I guess it makes a shitty movie, good my lo-fi pistol. I don't seem too good, cause the sun don't shine.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Isn't that public service announcement fun? They're so often like dark and menacing and warning. Not this one. This is this brings the forest alive. Can you smell the spruce needles and stuff? Anyway, before that lovely interlude, we heard from Bobby Gentry with "He Made a Woman Out of Me," from her 1970 album Fancy. Before that, we heard from Soundgarden. Can you believe that? You don't hear a lot of Soundgarden here in You All Along. But that was their cover of the Rolling Stones' Stray Cat Blues off of their 1992. They were going on tour. They had become big like a year after Bad Motorfinger got big, and their label was like, well, what are we going to sell? Everybody's already bought it. So they came out with this version with an EP in it that was from, called Satan Oscillate My Metallic Sonatas, and that got some people like me to buy it. So there you go. Mostly covers and stuff on there, good stuff. Prior to that, we heard from The Folk Implosion with their song Lo-Fi Suicide off of their self-titled EP from 1995. And we opened up that set with a brand new one from Headband right here in town doing the Buzzard Rock from time immemorial to today, even now, with a new album coming out. But that was the first track called It All Burns. Thank you to Headband, and thank you to all of you for tuning in here once again on In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed, pre-recorded, homemade, canned radio coming up next.
Well, the girls are sweet as candy.